Hello.
Hello, Nancy. It's Needy Medina. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had three calls, one after the other.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, my God.
It's a crazy Monday for you.
Yeah.
Okay, did you need me to call you back at a later time?
No, I'm fine. No, I got to finish this.
Okay.
Are you calling from?
From Local Splash.
Okay,
I was calling
so
in reference to the email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first call I got, I thought it was you, but no, it was not you. It was somebody else. And then I got another call from the insurance. I go, no, that's not it either.
Oh, definitely
has to be the one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I should have called you from the 877 number, so that way you would probably know more it was me. I was calling in reference to the email, your response to the email. I believe that was you who responded, right?
No, I believe it was Orlando.
Okay. So I know Orlando, he mentioned something about the different company name. Kazal Thermal Solutions.
Basically what he wants is that if the company name, he wants the service to be highlighted instead of the company name. For example, on the pictures that, the things that you sent, it says Premier Garage Doors or Home Shield Pest Control. No, we don't want the company name. We want the service that we provide. In this case, it's, oh my God, hold on.
So, do you know the example that I sent you that shows how the businesses are listed, like 3D Tree Services or Premier Garage Doors? It's going to be the business name. It is not going to be him wanting to service it to look as the service that they offer. You see what I'm saying? It has to be the business name.
That's
unfortunately.
What we're looking for. Okay.
And that's what I wanted to clarify. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's going to be the business
name. With the name, people might not kind of like associate it. They're going to say, oh, who are these people? You know, unless they have an idea that it's with chillers that we work with, the AC, you know, that.
That's basically usually what's listed, like, in your bio, right? But the way that Google has it set up, it's going to be the company name. Unfortunately, there's no work around that. Yeah. It's going to be, that's how all their profiles is always with the business name, the reviews, showing licensed, insured, approved, background. It's going to show all of that on the profile.
Okay. But that will be on the profile, not on the ad for the customer. Or yes.
It's not, so basically, if you go to Google Guaranteed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Google Guaranteed, let me pull one up and I'll tell you. I'll give you an example. I'll send you like a link so you can actually see. I know you're driving, right? Right now?
Yes.
So you might not be able to look at it right away, but at least so that way you have an idea. Because what you're seeing is like what we've taken examples, but let me show you of people that are actually in your area so you can see what their profile looks like.
Okay.
Nancy, give me 1 second because you're in San Antonio. Let me see.
Yeah.
Where my grandma was born.
Okay. Well,
I have a lot of family in San Antonio.
Okay. No, I live here, but I'm not from Texas, so.
No? Where are you originally from?
I'm from Puerto Rico.
Are you really? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
So I'm from the island.
Beautiful island.
I miss them.
Do you really? Oh,
I miss my clear beaches here. Oh my God, these beaches.
They're not the same, right? They're not the same. No.
You have to go to Corpus Christi to kind of get a decent beach. The rivers here are. Not too bad.
You're like, it's all right, but it's not like in Puerto Rico, right? I know. I have friends that it seems like all of my friends have been going to Puerto Rico to go like on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I mean, beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. I just see the pictures and I'm just like amazed.
Yeah. We got nice clear waters.
Yeah. For sure. I've seen all of them and I'm just like, wow.
Really, and the really people nice. On the pool, you're going to love us.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So I sent you a quick link just to kind of give you an idea. So, like, right now, if I'm looking at a Google guaranteed profile, I'll give you this one as an example. It'll say sponsored champion air conditioning, right? It says they're 4.9. They got over 9,000 reviews. They're 16 plus years in business. Their business is open. They serve San Antonio. They give free estimates and offer discounts. And then it has the click to call them, click to book an appointment, click to message, or if you want to share their profile. And then it says overview. Basically, that overview will show that they have business insurance, their hours of operation, that they're 24 hours. They typically reply within 15 minutes. Then there's a tab that talks about their services. Their services are HVAC, AC maintenance, clean ducts and vents. So it gives their subcategories, right? Then there's okay. where you can click and read all their reviews. You can click and see their photos. So there's all these different tabs that you can click on. Okay. But basically that's how it's going to look.
Okay.
Just like that. Yeah. Google, because it's the way Google has it set up for the Google guaranteed. So that's why I'm like, let's talk and we'll kind of clarify what you meant about what Orlando meant about having the name read like this. Unfortunately, we cannot have it read like that. It has to be as the way it is because Google's so particular. They want everything to match. Business name is how it shows on your application and how it shows on your insurance or on your license,
yeah.
depending on the documents that they require. Okay.
All right. I guess I'm going to have to do my homework tonight and take a look at that.
Okay. Yeah. And then
okay.
if anything, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You had a question?
No. I was going to say, well, take a look at it and see if he wants to proceed with.
Proceed. Yeah. And then just
yeah,
let me know.
When you say Google guarantee, is you said we're going to get the leads. And I think how many leads were there for the month?
So you get up to, because what we start you off with the minimum, right? Because we want you to see first how it works before you start asking, hey, I want now 20 leads this month, because you can always increase the amount of leads. So to give you an example, right, the minimum monthly budget is going to give you up to 13 leads. So it's $663 is what you pay to activate your leads. Each lead is $51. So when that lead comes in, it deducts the $51 from the $663 budget. But Nancy, if someone's calling you outside of your services, like, oh, can you replace my water heater? Well, that's not a service that you guys offer. Google has to credit the lead right back to you because it's unqualified. Okay?
Okay.
Not
my
only...
question... Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Your question? I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, my question is because at some point we tried to do this with Angie's List and it was terrible.
Oh yeah,
We did receive leads, but by the time we received the leads and we called the customer, 20 people had already called the customer and the customer was so upset that
he
didn't want anything. You know,
and I'll tell
like,
you why.
Well, you know, I'm not.
And I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, if I'm going to get a lead, it's for me to get the job, not to compete with 20, 30 people more in the area, and they've already called.
Exactly. And I'll tell you why. Because their leads, it's them sending you the information and saying, hey, call this lead. They're looking for your service. That's not how it works with the Google Guaranteed, because a Google Guaranteed is still going to be an actual phone call that is coming to you, and you're not going to share it with anyone. Okay? So it's an actual lead that will come to you. Now, with Google Guaranteed, okay, the way that that's set up is if they're calling you, it's because they've clicked to call. With Angie's, it's not a click to call. They're sending you the information and telling you, hey, here's a lead. So when you call them, right, people are telling you, I've already talked to somebody, or I already hired someone. And it's because they captured those leads from Google ads that Angie's runs for themselves. And who knows when they ran those ads, those Google ads. That's how they get their leads.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. It's pretty unique how they do it. They run an ad that'll say 25 best HVAC contractors near me, and they run them in an area where there's a heavy search. And those are the leads that they say, oh, hey, this person's looking up your services. They call them. That's not a lead. It's not an actual person, because who knows when they ran that Google ad. They spend millions of dollars doing that a week. So sometimes you've come across some that have probably told you, yeah, I already found someone, or 12 people have called me today.
Yeah.
So with Google Guaranteed, it's the same way that they perform the search on Google. They look up HVAC services. They see Google Guaranteed at the very top. They see your profile there. They click on it. They're calling you directly. That's how it works. So it's complete opposite of how Angie's or even Thumbtack work. Complete opposite. It sounds similar because it's a lead and you're paying for the lead, but it is complete opposite. Completely. So just, yeah. I know a lot of people feel the same way like you do. And then when they see how it works, they're like, oh yeah, this is nothing like Angie's. This is exactly why Google created it, to be very honest with you, for that specific reason. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, it was a headache, because basically what the person told me and what I was going to get was totally different from what I really got and was expecting. It was a headache. It was terrible, terrible, terrible.
And I'm not surprised. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Trust me, I hear it time and time again. I mean, I hear it from so many different people, just the whole process. And, yeah, it's really unfortunate, because at the end of the day, who is it cost most? It's cost you more than anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay, you know, so take a look at it. Talk with Orlando, you know, and then just email me if you guys want to proceed forward. Let me know.
Okay.
And then if you guys do decide, it's always better to call you after 5. Correct, Nancy?
Yes, it's more, because I have another
I know
job
you work,
that
right?
I, you know, yeah, I work, and obviously the business, even though we've been, you know, been in the business a couple of years, we don't specialize kind of like in residential. Ours is mainly commercial, industrial. So the AC equipment that we work are big equipment, not small.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And we hate to get in those attics, especially when it's so hot. It's terrible. And
oh my gosh.
But
I can only imagine.
There's something for everybody, you know, but that's not mine.
You're like, that's not my cup of tea. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. No,
okay.
Mine's just coffee, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll take a look at it and see if we want them to proceed then with that. You said it's going to be the 650 something for at least 13 leads and then the
663.
Month?
663 up to 13 leads. But remember, like, let's say you only got one lead in the month. What's left over from your budget, that rolls over to the next month. The balance, so then that means the following month, you're only going to be paying $51 because you're getting it back up to the $663 budget. We always want you to have $663 of your budget. We always want that in your account each month. So basically, you're only paying for what you received the month before. So that it's back up to the $663.
The initial will be $663, and then whatever, if it's $100, the next month, I only pay you $100 to cover for the $663.
Yeah. So, like, if you only got two leads the first month, then you know the following month you're going to pay 102 because you're paying for the leads that you got the month before so that it gets back up to the 663. Okay?
Okay.
And you can pause them when you need to. You just call us and say pause them. You can pause them however many times you want and for as long as you want. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll take a look and do the homework.
Sounds good. Have a beautiful day, okay? Get some rest.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Nancy. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.